Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too. Hey, you guys. I hope you're having... Wow, that was so cringe. Hello, everyone. I really hate doing those intros. Just that first part, like saying hello or like opening the episodes, I always find it so cringy and hard to do. That has not really gotten better yet. But anyways, hope everybody is having a wonderful May. It's already the end of May, so this is the first time we're talking this whole month, so I hope you guys have had a pretty good month. It has been all over the place, hence why I had to skip out on the last episode, and I appreciate everyone being so understanding of that. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I touched on why a little bit. Like I said, I've just kind of been all over the place. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can see that the sun beat me to a pulp this weekend, and I'm fried to a crisp. It was a really fun Memorial Day weekend. I went to the beach with my family, and I went also to a market in Seaport, New York, where my sister had her first pop-up booth for her vintage shop. And it was really inspiring, really inspiring. She, as you guys know, if you've listened to the podcast that I have with her, she started her own vintage shop a few months ago. And it was really inspiring because, as we know, it's very hard to start something new, whether it be a business, a new project, a new hobby. And being a beginner at something that is new territory is very scary, and it's inspiring to like really see it kind of coming together. And I'm very proud of her, and I'm really motivated by it. And also, my boyfriend graduated as a Palmer Scholar, just gonna plug a brag for him real quick, from Wharton last weekend, which also was super inspiring. We went to the commencement speech, and those are always good most of the time. cough, Harrison, whatever your name is. But yeah, so a lot has been going on, a lot of it which has been amazing and inspiring. But of course, there's always some things that don't go my way and that don't go as planned or are taking longer. So that's where this episode comes in handy, because I know I'm not alone in kind of feeling stuck sometimes, or stuck in some thought patterns and self-sabotaging habits, and really wanting to get to that next phase of life, really wanting to get to the next chapter. So we're going to talk about that today, and what I've been doing and what I've been working on in order to help me break some of these patterns, and also just general tools for reframing negative mindsets or mindsets around things that we really want to change, which is so helpful. This is like one of the biggest tools for changing your life, kind of getting out of that victim mentality and stop, or at least improve those negative thought spirals and patterns that aren't helping us, and reframe them to be more empowering and positive. We're going to do this by going through examples of when this can be useful and giving you steps and tools to use when those thought patterns come up, so that you can shift them and choose better and new for yourself. We all go through hard things. We all go through really shitty times in our life where either something is happening that we genuinely can't control, that really is happening to us. However, it's how we look at it and how we interpret it and deal with it that makes the difference between the victim mindset and the victor mindset. But whether or not we've mastered the mindset behind it yet or not, we all go through these things, and it is important that we do. And this kind of plays into what we're talking about today. It's really important that we actually go through challenges, because just like life will show you time and time again, experience is valued. Experience in overcoming challenges in every area of your life does pay off, and you don't realize it in the moment when you're going through these challenges, but it does pay off in the long run. If you're looking at two candidates, right, and one of them has experience dealing with so many challenges, whether or not he handled them all perfectly, especially the first time around, or not, versus a candidate who has not had any stressors, any challenges, who are you going to trust more to deal with your company's challenges? Who brings a more valuable perspective to the table, right? People who haven't gone through things, people who have not had challenges or tests in their life, not only are they fucking boring, but they're also not experienced. They just don't have the skill set that you get only by going through hard shit. So just remember that next time you're going through some hard shit, remember that you are literally becoming more qualified to have what you want in your life, becoming more qualified to overcome this challenge and have more experience in the future for something that could be everything that you've ever wanted. And again, like, I'm being vague right now because we're not touching on examples, so we'll get to that in a second, but just keep that in mind when you're going through hard shit. Then each time you encounter a challenge, you learn a little bit better if you choose to learn, or you can keep repeating the same patterns and never improve and never get better. So that's why it's important to be aware in the challenges when they're really tough. What am I learning from this so that you can improve the next time something inevitably comes along? Because as much as we try to keep ourselves safe from anything bad ever happening to us, it's impossible, right? Like, we can't avoid everything. We can't control everything that happens to us in our lives. So we can only control ourselves. And it's way more empowering to look at these situations with a mindset of, what can I learn from this? How can I improve? What opportunity is there in this? I posted a couple really relevant reels on the podcast Instagram the last couple weeks. Again, if you guys don't follow me on that, that's really where I post all things podcast, all updates, all of the good old self-help content. I've been trying to be a lot more consistent and regular for you guys on there. So follow it. It's just a Lucky Life podcast. Yeah. So I've been posting a few relevant reels on there this week. One of them was kind of about a simple way to talk about this reframe, kind of thinking about things happening to us, but instead framing it as happening for us. So instead of always asking, like, why does this always happen to me, or why is this happening to me, whatever situation you're talking about, think about how you could think about, why is this happening for me? What could I get out of this that is empowering to me? What am I learning from this horrible situation? What opportunity is there in this for me? And that's a lot. Now we're going to talk about it way more in depth in this episode. Another reel that I posted is, I think it was a clip from the episode with Rachel, where she talks a little bit about Gabby Bernstein and how something she really loves that Gabby teaches is forgiving yourself for the bad thoughts, forgiving yourself for the, why is this happening to me? For any thought, honestly, that you don't want to have. Because we can't change the way that we are. We can't change the patterns we have, especially these ones that are kind of rooted in deep fears that are a lot of the time subconscious. We can't change those without self-love, without forgiveness. Like, we can't change ourselves out of self-loathing. So it really is, and I talk about this all the time too, it really is a big balance between honesty and saying, hey, this is something I want to change about myself, and kindness. I know I talk about that ad nauseum, and you guys are probably so tired of hearing this, but that has been absolutely crucial for me in making any change in my own life. I really, really cannot stress that enough. It's a lot easier to understand this in concept and listen to something and agree with it than it is to actually put it into practice. So let's now talk about some of the tools we can use when these thought patterns and spirals come up, or when shit hits the fan. So the first step, of course, would be to identify the thought pattern that you would like to change. For example, and I'm going to be vulnerable here, as you may have heard if you've listened to episodes past, something that I struggle with, a thought pattern that I struggle with, is like, I am not enough. And my reticular activating system, the part of the brain that looks for things to validate these beliefs, is always going off and looking for things to help me believe that I am not enough. And guess what? When the brain looks for things, it usually, almost always, finds them without fail. So I am trying to curb stomp that process, which is a lot easier said than done. But these are some of the things that I do when I have the thoughts come up. So whether it's the job loss, whether it's my boyfriend going out and not texting me back, or something that triggers that RAS, that reticular activating system, for me to have those spiral of thoughts that really don't help me, that comes back to me being able to say, hey, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't like this narrative. I don't like how it makes me feel, and I want to change it. So I'm identifying, okay, this is the thought spiral that I would like to change. That's actually a lot harder than you think to actually be able to identify, because a lot of the time these thoughts come from that subconscious place that is actually trying to protect us. But in practice, it actually does the opposite and helps kind of keep us stuck instead of propelling us forward. So after identifying, hey, this is a thought pattern that I would like to change in my life, you can ask yourself some questions to figure out where to go, what the next step is. So let's say the first question is, do I need to think like this? You're now in observer mode. You're noticing the pattern and you're asking yourself, is this helping me? Like, genuinely helping me? And sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes you really do need to think a situation through, or sometimes it's your intuition protecting you from a situation, but that's not always the case. And you have to be able to learn how to identify when your anxiety and your fears and your subconscious RIS are taking over in a way that is not helping you. So it's best to usually be honest with yourself and be able to say, you know what, this is not helping me and I do not need to think like this. Okay, so that's the first question. The next question is, how does this make me feel? How does this thought pattern make me feel? Usually it's not very good for me. Usually when I'm comparing myself or thinking like I'm not good enough or looking for ways to validate that I'm not good enough, that doesn't feel very good. So do I want to not feel good? Is this something that I want to keep doing? No. So how do I want to feel good? So then the next question is, what triggered this? What triggered this thought spiral? Why did I start getting into this? And how can I be more aware so I can get ahead of it next time something like this happens? Because chances are something like this is going to happen again, especially if these thought patterns come up a lot. So that's a really, really helpful tool for you to nip this in the bud and get a lot better at becoming aware of it, because it's not just going to change overnight and it's not just going to go away entirely. It's just how you can learn to be better and deal with it better and feel better when these things come up. So yeah, what triggered this? And then the next question, how can I shift this thought pattern to something more empowering? And this is a big one, because a lot of these thought patterns are disempowering. And again, we're trying to protect ourselves. So how can we do that in a more empowering way and not disempowering way? Sometimes it's just giving it up and noticing it and releasing it. And so sometimes it's like, you know what? I don't need to feel this way. I don't need to think about these things. So I'm just going to be aware of it and release it. And sometimes it is about shifting that perspective and bringing in a new affirmation, bringing in the new belief that you want to affirm in these moments. So this is a big next step. It is choosing how you want to reframe that thought. And again, we've talked about this before. You need to make sure that this is something that you actually believe. You can't go from 0 to 100. You can't go from like, wow, I absolutely suck and I'm a failure at life, and those kind of thought patterns, to I'm a success, like trying to manifest, like I am a success in everything that I do. I'm a millionaire. I am all these things. Like, usually you can't just go from 0 to 100 like that. If you can, by all means, go for it. But instead, choosing something like I am capable, and finding evidence of situations in the past where you were capable and you did overcome and you got over whatever you were going through at that time. So framing it and thinking, I am capable, I am resilient, and I have a bright future ahead of me, or whatever, I am capable of being successful, instead of I am successful. Just finding an affirmation or something to replace that negative thought pattern that you can actually believe, and coming back to that same statement in that moment, in that question of how can I shift this perspective to something more empowering? Like, what can I say to myself to break this pattern? What is that one statement? What is that sentiment? What is that belief that I now want to bring in and reaffirm? Something else that helps that is kind of part of the same step is journaling. If you can, or writing in your notes, going to something that you can have to open up and look at that statement, write it down, manifest it, bring it into your everyday life somehow, bring it up. You know that I talk about this a lot. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe you want to meditate on it. Maybe you just want to think about it if that's all that you can manage. Maybe you want to talk about it with someone who you trust and rely on for some deep conversations and you can vent about it. We do want to break kind of the habit of complaining and venting. That's sometimes how we stay stuck in our victim mentality, complaining about, ugh, like this shit happened to me at work, or I lost my job and it sucks, my boss is an asshole, whatever. Blame, 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 victim, victim, victim. And again, like sometimes these things are true. I'm not saying that your boss is not an asshole, but I am saying talking about it so often is not helping you. And every now and then, yes, a little like get it off your chest, but be aware of what too much of that can do and how you can again learn and grow and be better and feel better, because the goal really is just to feel better. I want to help you and you should want to help yourself. Sometimes it feels better to like vent and complain in the moment, but that's temporary and you want to feel better more of the time and longer term. So the way to do that is kind of eliminating those temporary fixes and starting to implement these longer term changes. So yeah, journal, whatever your preferred method of kind of like getting your plan out, making your plan for when these thought patterns do come up. Get your plan out, write it out, and have it somewhere that you can access it when you need it. That is ideal. The next step is take an action. So after you've asked yourself some of these questions, ask yourself the next one is, what action, what small action can I take to make myself feel better about this? So for me, like if this is, I'm not capable, I can't do what I want to do, or I'm kind of staying stuck, then go do even the smallest little thing towards a goal of yours, towards a project that you have, a job that you're doing, and you'll feel a little bit more capable. So combine all these things together. You're journaling, you're being aware, you're asking yourself the questions, you're taking a little small action, and you have a good plan for yourself for when these things do come up. And there's gonna be times where you don't do these things, and that's okay too. But the more that you get in the habit of doing it, the better it'll get. And then evaluate, okay? After you've kind of done your little plan, your little rotation, evaluate, now how does this make me feel? How do I feel now as opposed to how I felt when I would get stuck in these spirals or when I didn't do these things? How do I feel? Do I feel better? Could I feel even more better? Do I want to evaluate and adjust this plan and improve it? Or is this great and I want to keep doing it and repeating it? So evaluate and then repeat or improve. That is the steps. Okay, so now let's kind of talk about how we can implement this in some real life scenarios and situations. Again, these are kind of either from my personal experience or other people's personal experiences, or just kind of common general things that can happen to us or that we believe and we want to change. So I kind of briefly touched on this earlier, but another example of this that I had in my personal life was when I lost my job a year and a half ago. And of course, that is a classic one. You lose your job and you get into those spirals of, I'm a loser, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to amount to anything. And it's very easy to get kind of sucked into that victim mentality. The company sucked, my boss was an asshole, and just vent about it, complain about it, whatever, to kind of keep you stuck. It's not helping you. Those thoughts aren't helping you. Complaining about it isn't helping you. So something that I learned how to do, or I am still learning, but helped me a lot when I lost my job, was really framing it like, this was divinely guided for me. Like, this happened for me so that I can go and explore. And this is an opportunity for me to get something even better. I might not be able to see it right now. I might not know what the future holds, but this is an opportunity. And what am I going to do with it now? Instead of sitting here on my ass complaining, I would rather look at it like an opportunity for me to grow and make a change in my life. Was I completely happy with that job? Probably not. So how can I pivot now, get an even better job, and put myself out there to get a better job and a better career that I actually really love, where I didn't about the other job? Another classic one is just how you think about money. A lot of people have a scarcity mindset around money. I know I have, and I'm still working on that. But when you go through money problems like, ugh, I never have enough, or getting stuck in those patterns of overspending, being in debt, whatever it is, again, reframing your mindset of, instead of always thinking I never have enough, or I'm never going to make more than this, I'm always going to be living paycheck to paycheck, reframing it to think, okay, well, I have had this mindset in the past. I've struggled with this, but I don't want to struggle with this anymore. I've identified that I can have these patterns and they lead to these self-sabotaging habits that I don't want to have. So what can I learn from this opportunity when I'm low on money and when I'm feeling this way? Yeah, just reframing your mindset. And what would I rather think in that moment? I would obviously rather think that I will and I can, am capable of making more than this. And I'm learning how to manage my money better. Instead of thinking I'm always shitty at money, I'm learning how. And that's something that you can genuinely believe, instead of thinking I'm great with money right away. So that's another one. Relationships ending, very similar to job loss. A lot of the time, it's a big growth, a big opportunity to learn how to self-love better, how to explore yourself better. Explore yourself better. That sounds wrong. Anyways, you know what I mean? You can discover who you really are without that person. You can also discover who you really want to be with, the things that you don't want to put up with in your next relationship, and the things that you do want to look for in your next relationship. Also, it's opening you up to an opportunity to be with someone even better for you. So that's, I feel like, an easy one. But again, we get sucked into those loops of, I'm never going to find anyone. La, 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 la. What would I rather think here? What would I rather position my thoughts around? Illness, physical, mental illness. This one's definitely tougher. But again, there's always an opportunity to learn from it and position ourselves to see the opportunity for growth and strength. Like, what am I learning to appreciate better? Or what am I learning now about myself that I am capable of going through X? And that makes me strong. That makes me resilient. That opens my, it's given me new perspective on life. That same goes for death. It's a lot harder to do this, but again, it's still very useful if you want it to be. And sometimes you just want to kind of stay in that victim mentality for a while, and that's okay. Also, I feel like there's a really negative connotation with the word victim, at least for me. Maybe that's how I grew up with, and there's nothing wrong with being a victim. Sometimes we're all victims, and that's okay. But it's about choosing better and new for yourself in the future. Do you always want to be a victim, or do you want to come out better, stronger, and more resilient? You have to ask yourself that, because I know for me, like, I did stay stuck in those mentalities for too long sometimes. Even if I was one, I still don't want to be one forever. You know what I mean? Addictions, especially, I feel like addictions happen a lot of the time when we are stuck in our lives in some way. So how can I look at this like I'm overcoming something really, really hard to overcome, or I have an opportunity to do that so that I can use that skill set, or I can learn so much about my own strength and resilience that I can conquer anything, because this feels like an insurmountable mountain right now. Anyways, there's so many different scenarios where this could be useful. Hopefully these tools can help you identify what your thought pattern is that you want to change, what your shame spiral is, or whatever it is for you, and give you the tools to deal with it better and improve your life, improve the things that you can control, and take control back in places where you may have felt stuck in cycles in the past. So before we totally wrap up, I did want to pull an oracle card quick, since I haven't been doing it as much because of various reasons. But since we are doing a solo episode, let's pull an oracle card to wrap it up and give us one message before we head into the rest of the week. Oh my God, this is perfect. It is release. It says you're being asked to release any toxic people or situations from your life. You deserve to be free of all drama, and this is the first step to achieving that. I mean, could that not be more aligned with what we're talking about? You deserve to release yourself from the prison that you create by staying stuck. So let's all choose better for ourselves. It's okay to be a victim. Give yourself kindness and understanding, but also love yourself enough to want to change and improve your patterns to give yourself better, to feel better, because that is the goal of everything, okay? We just want to feel better. And that's okay. So cheers to feeling better, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks. I can't wait for you guys to see what's in store. I have a lot of guests that I'm excited to bring on, and hopefully you guys can relate to some of their stories. So I love you, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better, and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too.